We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every Tuesday, we talk about the latest videos that are hitting the market with our movie guy, Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com. Good morning to you, Mike. There's some kind of significant releases this week.
Yeah, and the first one is a bit of a surprise, really. It's Bohemian Rhapsody, which is really kind of the story of the rise and fall and rise of the group Queen and Freddie Malek, who was their lead singer. Now, everybody's agreed, Freddie Mercury, who was played by Remy Malek, everybody agrees that Malek did a terrific job, and he has been nominated for a Best Actor Academy Award for it. What is a surprise is that the movie itself is also up for Best Picture. And I think that's because it's been very, very popular in theaters, more so than they thought it would be. And so it's gotten that. And that really does surprise me because I didn't think it was that good a movie. I've seen a lot of rock movies, and it seemed to me that other than his performance, there was nothing really special here. And the big selling point of the movie is the recreation of the kind of the Queen comeback concert as part of Live Aid that they did at Wembley Stadium. That is presented almost entirely, and it's kind of essentially really recreated. It looks just like you were there, but with all the swoopy camera stuff that they can do now. Like I say, I like the movie. It really had more of Queen's music than I needed to hear.
Okay.
A little bit of that goes a long way to me. And it did not contain the theme that they did for Flash Gordon, and that just kills me. How could they make a whole movie about them and leave that out?
All right. Well, you know, if you want to see it before the Academy Awards, this is the chance to jump in there and do that. And then what is Nobody's Fool?
This is the latest Tyler Perry movie, and it's kind of almost a two-halves movie, a pretty good half and a not very good half.
Uh-huh.
And the story is that we've got the bad sister, played by Tiffany Haddish, who's been a drug addict and done all kinds of terrible things to her family. She's getting released from jail, and she's got a very straight-laced, successful theater sister, played by Tika Sumpter, and she goes to live with her. And, of course, Tika Sumpter shows her how to accept some responsibility. She shows her sister how to lighten up some. That's sort of the first part of the movie. Second half is a romantic comedy involving the Tika Sumpter character and a guy who's a nice guy who's right there, and this really nice guy who's somewhere else and may not even be real. That part, to me, was just kind of boring. I lost interest in it. I am not the biggest Tyler Perry fan, and I have liked some of them a lot, but this one to me just seemed like far from his best work. I just didn't really get into it.
Okay. Then there's Eternity's Gate. Now, I have not heard about this one, but it sounds really kind of right up my alley. Vincent Van Gogh.
If you're interested in Van Gogh, you really ought to give this one a look, because Willem Dafoe got an Oscar nomination for his portrayal of Van Gogh, and we're in the last year or so of his life. And the film is less a serious biography. It's just kind of an impressionistic look at him and what his life was like then. It uses his paintings as the key. If you're familiar with his work, you'll see them kind of recreated and a lot of the same color palettes and everything. So it's a movie that really is for the art fan. I liked it. I didn't love it. It really is kind of the cinematic equivalent of going to a Van Gogh show at a museum.
Mm-hmm.
As good as Dafoe is, his performance is kind of mannered and strange, so it's not the kind of movie that really draws you in some ways.
At Eternity's Gate. All right, then there's The Happy Prince. This is another one that I wanted to see when we talked about it when it was in the theaters, but it was in and out, and I don't know where it went.
Yeah, it's one of these. This is about Oscar Wilde, and they were kind of hoping it might get some Oscar buzz, but that didn't happen. And Rupert Effort stars in it, and he produced it. And remember, he has been a famously open gay actor I guess, since back with my best friend's wedding.
Right.
This has been a project he's wanted to do for a long time. And he's playing Wilde in the last years of his life after he had been released from jail on the seduction charges that he was in for. And it really shows him warts and all. He's got friends who try to help him. He is alternately nice to them and just beastly when he just treats them terribly for no reason at all. And so it's really trying to give you an idea of what the man was like, both good and bad, to show you why people loved him so much and all the terrible things he did too. I really enjoyed it. And both this and At Eternity's Gate, the kinds of movies that really aren't going to lose very much on the small screen. And if they sound interesting to you, give them a try. They're rated R, just the same way that Nobody's Fool is, and really not for kids at all. But right. Adults who are interested in the subject, I really think you will probably like them and give them a try. If they don't sound interesting to you, don't bother. There are a lot of other things out there to see. They're really made for specialized audiences.
Yeah. All right. Well, some good advice and some interesting stuff to, you know, if you get stuck in the cold weather or in the snow that may hit us over the next month, that's
more
something to
this.
Do. Yeah. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
8:41 here on this Tuesday morning. Let's check on the roads from the Richmond Raceway Traffic Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.